Prosecutor is Katina Gor.
What are you talking about?
No? Talking about Masvot, Mushpatim, game the difference between each. He's into the Masvot corresponding to each organ of the body, 248 and 360.
مدعي العام
ايوه prosecutor توبي you owe me one listen روحي you owe me one I don't think I ever said this word before heard it maybe I know.
He told her, and he almost swore that every single penny from the tzedakah is finished. She told him, I'm gonna be in hunger through Shabbat, me and my children. I have 7 children, I lost my husband, we're gonna be in hunger, staying in the Shabbat. The Hasid, these words touched his heart. He went inside his house. He brought from his own money, not the money of the tzedakah, the money of the tzedakah is finished. He brought his own money and he gave her. Go on, spend the money for Shabbat and be happy. Few months after, Binyamin HaSadiq got sick. And the heavenly court decided, no, Binyamin HaSadiq, khalas, finish.
They want him upstairs.
His life is finished. Came this mal'ah who was created from the tzedakah that he gave for him his own money. This guy who gave tzedakah from his own to almana and yetomim, he doesn't deserve mercy or longer life. And the heavenly court gave him another 22 years.
Wow.
That's why they say tzedakah tasir min mavet.
And the Gemara went on and on. Why 22 years, why not 40 years, why not 10 years? where these 22 years came from. And they answer, 3 years for each orphan, 3 times 7 is 21, and one for the almana.
Why 3 years, not 4 years too?
Do we need
something?
Do we need it? Of course we do. Rabbi Akiba, who was able on every course on the
Sefer Torah
to make maybe 70, 80 different explanations on the course of the Sefer, on the ornament, and the decoration of the Sefer. He has a daughter. She became 24, 27.
Not married.
And every time people they come asking her hand, he tried to delay. No, she is not ready. His wife told him, from the Shamayim, they show him that this is not the right way. If somebody now is coming to ask your daughter to marry her, just
give it.
And this is what happened. His wife, in the engagement time, between the engagement and the wedding, his wife asked him, how come, Rabbi, my dear husband, how come I let you, you agreed to get married, and many people before you rejected them? I don't want to tell you. You have to tell me. I'm your wife. He has a dream in the night of her wedding, she's gonna pass away.
Ay, ay, ay.
And let's see what would be happening. The wedding is coming up soon. The wedding came up. They got married, the best party, and the second day he went to see his daughter. And he was really scared. He knocked on the door. She answered, who is this? I am your dad. Okay, daddy, welcome, welcome, welcome. She opened the door for him and he went in. And he asked her, how is the wedding? How's the party? How's your husband? How's everything? She told him, perfect, daddy, perfect. Why you saying perfect? Say, good. What's so special? What's so special? I tell you what's so special, daddy. Listen to me. Last night, in the night of my wedding, in the party where everybody was enjoying the food, came a poor person, hungry. I left the party, I made the nicest plate for him.
Wow.
Food, drink, I encourage them, Fadal, say, enjoy, can I get you something else more? Then another person knocked on the door. She told her father, wait, don't open the door. I want to put my hat, I want to cover my hair. Maybe a stranger, maybe we don't know. She went to get her hat, and obviously most of the hats, they had pin to hold it. She went there, she put her hat to put it back on her head, and the snake is coming with the pin. This snake he has a job to kill her in the night of her wedding, Hashem sent her. And who saved her?
Sadaqah.
The Sadaqah.
Wow.
Usdaqah tasin mamavit.
ليش قال مرتين ناتون تتين؟
ليش قال مر تعال هون ليش قال مر
ما شرح؟
This is a Gemara question. Why is it ناتون تتين؟ أفلومي أبي عمي. This is the answer of the Gemara. Even 100 times he's asking you to give, you have to give him. And the Zohar HaKadosh, he made it nice and clear. Who is doing whom a favor? Is it the rich guy who is giving tzedakah to the poor guy, or vice versa? And they all agreed, all the rabbis, everybody agreed that the poor person is doing favor to the rich person. He's giving chance to do tzedakah. He's giving chance to make more sannigors in the Shamayim. He's giving a chance to live more, to have success, to have happiness, to have money, to have everything good. He is giving him a chance. So now the biggest question is like this. This is what everybody has in mind. If the poor person is doing a favor to the rich person, why he has to wait for this poor person? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make everybody rich? We all believers, we all agree that wealth, health, whatever comes is from Hashem. Why Hashem created a poor person in order to do favor to the rich person? He doesn't want it. By the time Hazreti decide to open his hand to the people, his face will be changed. Mabidal non fiucho. The answer is, why Hashem created the poor person is a test. Test to the poor person. We can pass the test or not. Why he created the rich people is a test. He can pass the test. What kind of test? He has money. The test that he gonna make sure that this money, 10%, is not his. He cannot say, I work for it. I went early in the morning, I came late at night, and I put my blood on it. This is mine. There is nothing that's yours. Nothing is mine. Mine is not in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictionary. Everything comes from Hashem. He gonna see this test, he gonna pass it, he gonna know exactly that 10%, this is not mine at all. Not mine. Even it is in my pocket, even it is in my account, bank account, it is not mine. It is not mine. This is belong to somebody else, belong to the poor, belong to the orphan. How many times we read today in the parasha again Le'atov Le'almana Yehiyeh, and they said and we read Ki Lo Yahdal Ebyon Makere Ba'aretz. Always there is homeless, there is people that they need us. Go to Bukor Horim, see how many cases we see. Go to Matan Basit, see how many people they need. Go to food farm, go to food stamps, all of me, go there. See how many people they need help. We are responsible for them. We are responsible. If we are not responsible for them, who is gonna help them? And once we help them, we are helping ourselves. We are helping ourselves with something that we cannot get it in any other place. We are coming now soon to Rosh Hashanah. זוכרנו לחיים, מי לחפש בחיים, כותבנו בספר חיים, למענך אלוהים חיים. You want to be inscribed in the book of life? תפדל. This is the life, זה דקה. רוץ דקה תעשה עם המוות. תורה, פקודי השם ישרים ושמחי לב. אורך ימים בימינה, בשמונה עושר וכבוד. Concentration in the slot. Who can get to talk to Obama? Maybe you have to wait 6 months.
We don't want to talk to Obama.
Here we are talking every day, every time. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's open.
Melech Melechei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have straight connection. We say in the Amidah, Amunai Sifatai Tutaf Yagit Elatecha. We have direct connection. Let's have it with concentration. Our Rabbi, and I have to say it, our Rabbi said, at least the first Berakha till Magen Abraham, we have to know the meaning of every single word. If we read it without knowing the meaning of every single word, as if we did not pray. We have to make sure, and okay, Abraham, you, Hashem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Yaakov, Ha'il, Ha'gadol, Ha'gbor, Ha'nora. Why only this? Because this is what we read last week in Perashat Ekev. When Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to Hashem, he told him, and no more, you cannot put more. If somebody wants to be wise guy to add, he cannot. Like in the Gemara, but somebody in the days of Rabbi Elazar, he said, גמרו שבחי דמרה חלסת וסוף הקדוש ברוך הוא. If we stay the whole day and the whole night, we cannot. ולופינו מלא שירה קיים זה תמנע מלן שירה מטל בחר ושעוננו לנה כהמון גלב עד כהמון גלב at the wages. ושונר נא כמונה בסוטותינו שבח כמחבר עקייה, ועינינו מאירות כשמש וחייה, וידינו פרוסות כנשרי שמיים, ועלינו קלות כאיילות,
אין אנחנו
מספיקים להודות לך, אדוני אלוהינו ברוך שמך מלכנו, על אחת מאלף אלפים ורוב רבי לבבות, עמים הטובות נשים ונפלאות, שעשית עמנו. We have to promise ourselves, at least. Here we cannot concentrate the whole Amidah. Whoever could concentrate the whole Amidah, he is lucky. But we have to promise ourselves. The first Beracha of the Amidah, we have to concentrate. And the word concentration, or Kavanah, means that to know the meaning of each and every word. And it's not so complicated, but we have to have the willing, and we have to have to promise ourselves that we have to do it.
Can you read it in a different language?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Good question.
في العربي في العبراني
احسن
في العبراني احسن في العبراني الله يرحمه كان يقول
برافو عليك لو كان ما بتعرف شو عم بتقول ان هيبرو
it's a point if you don't understand
بس هنيك in different language
you have to understand
the language
يعني بوري على بفهم كل اللغات
ايه
بس هلا هي why you're getting confirmation
now as we are talking about the Amida about the connection between the slaves and the master Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have to mention also Shema Israel. Shema Israel, if we don't concentrate at least Alam Habib.
Hello, honey.
Same price.
Shema Israel, if we don't concentrate in the first pasuk, as if we didn't say
it.
And nobody wants to be with the category of the people that they don't say Shema. First of all, we have to know where Shema Israel start, when Shema Israel ends. Shema Israel and Ve'ahavta, Tiluktatam al Mezubetecha B'Sha'alecha, is written in Perashat Vayetchanan. V'ayayim shamoat shmeon musotai til el l'man l'bu yimechem Perashat Ayikev. V'yom el Adonai Moshe Lemor is written the last part of Perashat Shilach Lecha. Now, these three parts, they form what we call it Kiriat Shema. And Kiriat Shema is more important than the slav for a simple reason. How do you know more important than the slav? The slav is in the top. It's more important than the slav. Why? Because the time of Kiryat Shema is shorter than the time of the slav. It's earlier, has to be. The time of Kiryat Shema is finished after the third hour of the day. The time of Tefillah finished the end of 4 hours of the day according to Hachamim and according to Biyodat Hasotil midday. So from here we know that Kiryat Shema is more important than the slav. What we have to concentrate on Shema. Our rabbi said, and this is confirmed, a person who say Kiryat Shema without concentration, as if he didn't say it. Our rabbi said, and they saved us, they say, if you make concentration on the first pasuk of Kiryat Shema, min mashilak yeh. So what's the concentration of the first pasuk? The first pasuk is saying, Shema Israel Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema. What Shema means?
Understand.
Every time that we say Shema, we have to put on mind the three different explanations.
Listen, understand.
The first one, Shema Israel, near Israel, that Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. مكتوب في التوراة
بس منو قالها أول واحد
منو يعقوب
أنت بتعرف they write it Vav Zayin, and they put connection. This is whoever speaks French, accent c'est complexe. What does it mean? Which means Hashem is on the top of everything in the world. In the heaven, for Samawat, for the Arad. Dalit, the last letter of Ehad is Dalit, which means Arba Ruhot Aulam. This side, and this side, Hashem is the Lord of God. Obviously, in order for us to concentrate on Shema Israel, we have to commit ourselves to spend a few more seconds in order for us to concentrate. And if we don't concentrate, we don't want to be in the category that we didn't say Shema Israel. Shema Israel, Kabbalah, all Shammai. So we have concentration on the Amidah, we have concentration on Shema Israel, and everything else we know how to handle ourselves in the Lord, which is an Elohim with the
Lord. Rabbi, can I add something?
Bevakasha.
Hashem is
Don't make it hard.
No, it's nice. Hashem is Yod Kev Avkei, and it's a symbol for Rahamim. Elohim is symbol for Deen. So we say Shema Israel, Hashem Rahamim, Elokeinu Deen, and also Elokeinu Hashgacha Peratit, is looking at every single action and every single person. So when we say Rahamim and Deen, we say Hashem Ehad. Hashem is one. Even though he has attributes of Rahamim and attributes of Deen, Hashem is Ehad. This is why we close our eyes. Because we're saying something that is contradictory. How could we say that Hashem Rahamim and Hashem is Deen and he's still one? If you say somebody who's hit and was hurt and you say this is bad, so how is it good? You can't understand that. So that's why we close our eyes. When we close our eyes, we're saying we're taking our own very limited comprehension out of the equation. We don't know that we see something that is bad and it's good. We only know what we see. So we take our vision out of the equation and we see the emunah shelema, even though we have good and bad, seemingly it's one thing, we know that it's Hashem Ehad, everything comes from Hashem. I don't want the chair.
By the way,
I don't want the chair.
That was an explanation and not a question.
I didn't say it was a question.
You said you have a question.
No, Toby, you were sleeping. I said, can I add one thing? Manish, it's okay, he's sleeping. Wake up.
Beautiful.
I want to see. Okay, this after this introduction, let's try to learn one halakha.
Introduction is 55 minutes.
And the halakha is our manhag is to come early in the morning.
Every week you do this.
לומר סליחו ותחנונים. החל מיום ראש חודש אלול עד יום הכפורים. סרטינג ראש חודש אלול, תין יום כפור. Why?
בצאת החמה
עד צאת הנשמה. כי מסורת בידינו. We have Masoret, and this is what we know. Shemoshe Rabbeinu ala lehabi luchot sheniyot. Moshe Rabbeinu went to the heaven to get the second tablets. Berosh Chodesh Elul. He went.
That's today.
Today or tomorrow? Because tomorrow is the Elul first. Ve'arad beyom ha-kippurim. and they came back from heaven in Yom Kippur. How many days? كل 40 يوم لارو هيو يمي راسون لعم إسرائيل. These days are the days راسون. How many times Moshe Rabbeinu went to the heaven?
Three
times. And each time how many?
40
days and 40 nights. لحم لو أكلتي ومين لو شتيتي.
זה 40 יום.
According to Rashi, he went up
80 days. For these 40 days are days for Olam, for Da'al Am Israel. Uviyom HaKippurim, Nutrasah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Israel Besabha, Ve'amal Moshe Sarahti Kedvarecha. That's why Yom Mechila Usliha Ve'Kabara is Yom Kippur. Ve'lachen is וקבע יום הכפורים ליום מחילה סליחה וכפרה וביום ראש חודש עצמו אין מנהגנו לומר סליחות. Obviously, we're not starting tomorrow. We're starting
Monday.
Tomorrow.
Labor Day.
Because tomorrow ראש חודש. So what? Why we don't start on ראש חודש? What's the big deal? Let's start from ראש חודש.
We say
Hallel. Yeah. Bravo. You cannot come in ראש חודש. And we are celebrating, we are saying Hallel, and from the other hand, it doesn't fit. That's why, for the same reason, through these 40 days, we don't have Selichot on Shabbat. Why we don't have Selichot on Shabbat? For the same reason.
Doesn't fit.
From the same reason, in Shabbat we cannot say Hashem no Bakar. Listen to this. Chodesh Elul, who has a man and matim de fashfish be ma'asav, ul herbot ve Torah ma'asim tovim. This is the month. You want to increase the Torah ma'asim tovim, you start from Elul. Ve la shub tshuva. This is the days of the tshuva. And he is concentrated. En ma'asim ra'im, not only Ma'asim Ra'im, also the manner. Some people, they get angry very, very fast. Some people, they have short fuse. Some people, they have some thoughts that they are not good. You have to work on it. If I get angry easy, I have to work on it. Our rabbi said, the Kohen, we're not allowed to be angry. So we have to work on the ma'asim and the medor. V'nachon l'kaven etay b'v'chad ha'shivenu ul'palel al elu sh'natum k'urad ha'shem v'yazu l'tachot ra'ah u'bufrat imhem k'robab k'amim elu n'zkarim v'na'asim v'hem imi rasum n'zkarim n'azilam shubah what's the story here? We have to make sure to concentrate on Hashimino Abinu Tefa. We hope that this month, everybody will be enjoyed. Matobah. Before two. I mean, can you hear us?